This is the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. In the shadows of Lowry Pueblo last fall, an ancestral Pueblo village located north of Cortez, students learned about the people who lived at the Pueblo nearly 1,000 years ago. The Museum on the Ground program included more than 200 students from 7 local schools. Crow Canyon Archaeological Center educators, staff and volunteers from the Anasazi Heritage Center, and members of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe shared their knowledge about the prehistoric inhabitants of Lowry Pueblo, including the plants and animals they harvested and the tools they created for hunting. An exhibition featuring artwork created by the local fourth grade students that were part of the Museum on the Ground program will be on display at the Anasazi Heritage Center in Dolores until April 12th. With me this morning in the studio to talk about the Museum on the Ground program is Kathy Stemmler. She's the Director of Education at Crow Canyon Archaeological Center, and Victoria Atkins. She's the Lead Interpretive Specialist at the Anasazi Heritage Center. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Tom.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. Kathy, let's start with you. Can you talk a little bit about why this program, Museum on the Ground, was formed in the first place?
Well, it's actually been a long-standing program, collaboration with Anasazi Heritage Center, the Bureau of Land Management, and Crow Canyon Archaeological Center. And then it kind of lapsed for a few years, and we were approached by the BLM, Victoria, the point person, to look at collaborating again. We originally had worked at Castle Rock Pueblo, correct, Victoria?
Yes.
And we decided that Lowry Pueblo was a perfect place for our fourth graders to visit and their teachers. So we began planning almost a little more than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with 3 great dates in the fall, and the Lowry Pueblo, as well as contacted all the principals and teachers of the 7 schools and began approaching them about the program.
All right. Victoria, tell me a little bit about what does a day at Museum on the Ground look like?
Ooh, it's fun. Sometimes you get on your bus. Sometimes a bus comes and gets you. For instance, this year we had students from Dove Creek and Pleasant View and Battle Rock that are just right next to, in fact, it's like Canyons of the Ancients National Monument is their backyard. So you get to explore a little bit more. You arrive at Lowry Pueblo. There's 5 different stations waiting for you. There's touring and learning about archaeology and site stewardship. There's plant walks. There's Ute history. There's even atlatls, which is a great interactive kind of thing where you learn to use ancient hunting weapons.
Sounds like fun. What was the impact on the students? How did you see the students change throughout the day? Victoria, why don't you answer that?
It's always good to see kids get outside. There's so much out there to capture our imagination. And I think, just getting off the bus, you could see their enthusiasm and energy build and engage. I mean, to understand there's more out there than the archaeological sites. There's the natural settings as well, the wildlife, the plant resources, and ancient history as well as modern.
Kathy, what were some of the observations you made as you were watching the kids get through the program?
That they were enjoying it. They were learning a lot. They were helping archaeologists measure the kiva, measure certain spaces along the Pueblo itself, measure their throws with the spear using the atlatl and not using the atlatl.
Yeah, math can be fun.
Right? Math, science. And you know what? They were learning about archaeology and preserving sites, and they were thinking even in terms of what would it be like to be an archaeologist. And that was another great piece that we saw them think about and really ask questions about, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And you had Ute Mountain Ute tribal members out there as part of this. How did the kids respond to participating with Ute Mountain Ute tribal members?
Oh, they were fascinated, of course. And many folks have Utes are part of our community. It's part of the substance of what Southwest Colorado is about. But we don't always get the chance to learn about the history of each other. And especially the Battle Rock kids, I think they were immediately thrilled because they're right there in the shadow of Ute Mountain to have the chance to hear Norman Lopez. And Rebecca Hammond was part of that program as well. She even had her grandmother's beading board, which was just such a heirloom that she shared with us all.
Yeah, I think another piece of that where there are a number of Ute, Mountain Ute students that were attending the program. So having Norman speak to them in Ute and Becky tell them stories that they had maybe heard or maybe not have heard was really valuable and really helped them connect to the day and the learning experience.
In fact, my 21-year-old daughter participated in the Castle Rock Field Days years ago and still talks about Becky Hammond's Ute stories.
That's great. Yeah. You are tuned in to the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Kathy Stemmler. She's the Director of Education at Crow Canyon Archaeological Center, and Victoria Atkins, Lead Interpretive Specialist at the Anasazi Heritage Center. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning we're talking about the Museum on the Ground program. And my guests this morning are Kathy Stemmler. She's the Director of Education at Crow Canyon Archaeological Center, and Victoria Atkins, Lead Interpretive Specialist at the Anasazi Heritage Center. They were both a part of the Museum on the Ground program. So I understand that this wasn't just a one-day kind of thing where students came out to Lowry Pueblo and then left, and that was it. You actually had some prep time in the classroom with the kids before the program, and then there was some follow-up. Kathy, do you want to talk a little bit about that process?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. We actually met with a couple of fourth-grade teachers when we first were planning this venture and talked to them about some of the things they would like to see us do and support the student learning. After that first meeting, we actually went into the classrooms the week or 2 weeks before each one of the schools were to come to Lowry Pueblo and played a wonderful video called Visit with Respect and talked to them about what behavior one might choose when they tour the site and when they're on archaeological special places.
Mm-hmm. And there was some follow-up, too. So after the day, after they went into the field trip portion of it, Victoria, can you talk a little bit about how the follow-up looked and you went back to the classroom?
You bet, Tom. It wasn't just one day in the field with Lowry. In addition to the preparation afterwards, Molly Engler Harpell, right?
Right.
One of the Crow Canyon educators went to each of the classrooms and really tried to help the students draw what they learned in actual poster forms, draw literally and figuratively. And I think that made a huge difference. It wasn't just a flash in the pan kind of a field trip, but it really allowed kids to have opportunity to absorb and think about the impacts of visiting. And then we took those posters, and first of all, Cheryl Lancaster at Mesa School, she started it off with a great bulletin board on parent night, and we expanded it with artwork from all the participants, and that is now exhibited at the Anasazi Heritage Center for students and parents to come. In fact, as our director, Marietta Eaton, said, your student is your ticket. If you'd like to come see this, you can get in for free if you bring your student.
Let's talk a little bit about this artwork. Has this always been a part of the Museum on the Ground program, or is this something that's relatively new?
It is relatively new. There's always been kind of a guidebook of curriculum and activities for students to use and take notes and draw pictures. But this follow-up's been, you know, a first time this year, and I think it's really working well for everyone. And it's really fun at the Heritage Center to have an exhibit that's you know, our kids and our community and not, you know, you know, it's got international appeal, too. In fact, we had visitors the other day who just absolutely loved seeing local children's artwork.
Kathy, can you describe what's the artwork look like? What kind of things are these kids depicting in their artwork after this experience with Museum on the Ground?
You know, I think some of the main themes are archaeological preservation and stewardship and taking care of the sites. I mean, as all of us know, we live in a very rich world, global heritage area with over 10,000 sites, and their kind of depiction of it was about preserving these sites, taking care of them, not littering them, and staying on the paths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was one that was really cute. It said, you know, no littering, no cursing, you know, which basically just gets back to how do you respect a place? You know, how do you respect history?
Sure. Well, what a nice way to impart that kind of responsibility to the future generations, for them to experience it, learn about it, and then use art as a way of kind of getting that deeper understanding of what's really going on at an archaeological site. Tell me a little bit about how this program's evolving. You're going to be doing it again next year, I understand. Kathy, can you talk a little bit about how this is going on into the future?
Certainly, Tom. Well, we've added to the name. Next year it's going to be Outdoor Museum on the Ground. Again, we plan on 3 dates in the fall. And those dates are, for those of you who are interested, or the schools and administrators who may be interested, will be all 3 Thursdays, September 11th, September 18th, and September 25th. And we're really looking forward to have 4th graders again. And where else can you have your art displayed at an exhibit after having a wonderful opportunity to be outdoors and learn about what's in your backyard?
And also, if I may add, this is a free opportunity for all the students and teachers. And we really would like all the students in Southwest Colorado, all the 4th graders, to participate with their teachers and parents and principals and bus drivers.
So this is something that could actually grow even more into the future.
We'd like to hope so, yes.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the partnership between the BLM and Crow Canyon. It sounds like that's a longer relationship as it relates to a museum on the ground, but how does that partnership work right now, Victoria?
Well, since the late 1980s, the Bureau of Land Management's been in partnership with Crow Canyon Archaeological Center. You might remember when San Canyon Pueblo was excavated in the late 80s, early 90s. And that's a site on public land. It's now part of Canyons of the Ancients National Monument. And, you know, we are so lucky to have a group like Crow Canyon be interested in doing research. That doesn't happen just everywhere. I think we sometimes might think it does, but it's very, very unique to have just international quality scholars and researchers want to learn more about these resources. So BLM has always been very keen to leverage as many dollars as we can. We do grants together. We do we did the film Visit with Respect together. We've done a variety of things that really help protect and learn about the resources out there.
Kathy, can you talk a little bit about Crow Canyon's perspective on partnering with the BLM and the value that it brings to Crow Canyon?
Oh, I've only been here for a couple of years, but I know that it's a very deep history, as Victoria said. And as I'm in charge of our educational department, we have a number of school programs, schools that visit Crow Canyon. And every chance we get, they also visit Anasazi Heritage Center. So we make sure that that's a part of our program as well.
Well, they're both certainly marquee venues for archaeology and education in our
Thanks,
area.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, well, they certainly are. People come from all over the world to see our archaeology around here.
So. And our missions are really parallel in a lot of ways. I mean, we each have our own, you know, bureaucracies and goals and things that we need to take care of, but our passions are very, very similar.
Well, and it's neat that you're also bringing in the school districts, because I think a lot of times when we have these institutions in our community, anytime you can get the schools involved, it's just really a win-win-win for everybody that gets involved.
Oh, absolutely. And more and more, I think it takes more than just inviting. I think it takes really a lot of preparation and sometimes, you know, dollars for bus gasoline and even providing the buses. Kathy even took a special delivery Crow Canyon bus down to the Battle Rock kids and brought them all the way back to Lowry, which was pretty impressive.
Whatever it takes.
There you go.
Whatever it takes.
There you go.
It's about archaeology and also the ancestral Pueblo people.
Sure.
That we also make sure that we emphasize, you know, their spirit still being here as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Tom. Come see us at the Heritage Center.
Okay. And just to remind our listeners, an exhibition featuring the artwork created by the local 4th graders that were part of the Museum on the Ground program will be on display at the Anasazi Heritage Center in Dolores until April 12th. My guests this morning on The Zine have been Kathy Stemler. She's the Director of Education at Crow Canyon Archaeological Center, and Victoria Atkins, Lead Interpretive Specialist at the Anasazi Heritage Center. You've been listening to the Friday Morning Zine. Today's program was produced by myself, Tom Yoder, and our theme music was written and performed by Brett Peja.